My name is Izetta Steele. I am interviewing Oma Scott. We are in Fort Thomas, Kentucky, the county of Campbell. Today's date is February 17, 1983. Are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape, Oma?
Yes, I am.
Just to make sure my record is correct, would you please spell your full name?
O-M-A-S-C-O-T-T.
And what is your husband's name?
James, J-A-M-E-S.
And what is your occupation?
Housewife.
And what is your husband's occupation?
Engineer.
And where does he work as an engineer?
Wadsworth Electric in Covington.
How long have you lived in Fort Thomas?
21 years.
And where did you live before you came to Fort Thomas?
Corbin, Kentucky.
And is that where Jim is from, too?
He's from Harlan County, close to there.
Are your parents from that area also?
Yes, they are.
What was your father's occupation?
He worked for the Ellenin Railroad Company.
And what was Jim's father's occupation?
He worked for the mines.
What is your religious preference?
Baptist.
And would you mind telling me how old you are?
I'm 62.
And what is your date of birth?
May 16, 1919.
In your early years, where did you go to school, Oma?
I graduated from Lynn Camp High School, that's near Corbin, and then I went to Marinella's School of Cosmetology in Cincinnati.
Did you board in Cincinnati, or did you room?
I lived with my sister when I moved here.
So you came to Cincinnati area without your family?
Right.
Well, then let's talk about quilting for a few minutes. When did you learn to quilt?
Well, I learned when I was a teenager, I guess, because everybody did it from necessity. As well as from enjoyment, but we didn't have central heating and we needed the quilts for cover. And so my mother made her own quilts, and I learned from watching her and from the neighbors, and she taught me to sew, to quilt like she did to sew.
Was this at a fairly young age, or do you remember when you first tried to quilt?
I don't really remember, but I'm sure it was when I was probably in my early teens.
Did your family have the neighbors come in and join you at quilting? Did you have a social occasion out of the quilting?
Well, I don't know that we thought of it as a social occasion, but we visited more then than we do now, I think. And there was always a quilt up, so when people came to our house or we went to visit, we just helped them quilt, or they helped us.
So they expected to visit and quilt at the same time?
That's right.
What patterns did you use, or do you remember having used in your early years at home?
Well, we used the double wedding ring. That was about the favorite, I suppose. We used something called the churn dash, and then we made the Dutch girl quilt a good bit, too.
Do you remember any colors that were predominant in some of these quilts?
Seems to me, as I think of it, they were more blues and perhaps red and yellow. Those are the colors that I seem to remember more than any others.
Where did your mother get the fabric for the quilts that she made?
They were pieces of material from the dresses that she had made for
so
my sisters and me.
So this reflected the family clothes.
Right, right.
And do you still have some quilts that were made back at that time?
Well, I don't have any made that long ago, because my mother was an only child, and our house burned the year I graduated from high school, so all of her quilts were burned, and the only ones I have that she made were made after that time.
So So that's a terrible shame to lose your whole family heritage in the
quilting
department.
It certainly was.
Were there any men in the family that quilted, or were you familiar with men quilting?
No, the men were so busy farming and doing other things, and they just didn't think of quilting at that time. I didn't know of any.
So that was woman's work at that time.
Right, that's true.
Was there any grandmother image in your family that you look back on having someone like a grandmother that also quilted?
I don't remember my mother's mother at all. She passed away when I was quite young, but my father's mother made quilts, and I remember some of her quilts.
Were they of the similar patterns to those that your mother used?
Yes, they were.
How did they get their patterns?
The way I remember mostly was from the cotton batting that they used was wrapped in this paper. It was called Mountain Mist, and there were patterns on this paper that the cotton was wrapped in.
And that was the inspiration to try a new pattern.
Right. And each one had a different one each time, as I recall.
And the Mountain Mist is a product of the Stearns & Foster Company in Cincinnati, and still a very popular item for quilt making, both in the polyester and the cotton batting. And many people throughout the whole area then enjoys that product still, as you did at that time. In the time for quilting in your family, the method of quilting, how did your mother fix the quilt for quilting?
We didn't have an extra room to put horses to put them on, the frames on, so they were attached from the ceiling. There were frames suspended from the ceiling, and then you could roll this up at night like a pulley type, and so it was out of the way or when we needed the space. And then when in the evening when wanted to quilt, they would put that back down, and that was what they quilted on.
Was quilting usually done in the summer or the winter? Was it seasonal?
As I recall, we did it more in the winter time because in summer it seems that we're busy making a garden, canning, and that sort of thing, and they didn't have as much time to do it as they did in winter time.
The kinds of stitches, do you recall working for small stitches, or was each one just sort of on their own and no comment about how small they can make the stitches?
Well, no, it was a source of pride. The smaller the stitches, I think, you always strive to make stitches smaller. And I never achieved it, still haven't, as much as I would like to. But that was the thing they tried for, I think.
Would the quilting pattern, like when they would have a certain design on the quilt, would you quilt it by the shape of the block, or was there another design that you would quilt, like a shell or some type of quilting pattern?
Well, they did it both ways. I suppose if we were in a hurry and didn't take as much time, it was more just straight, but they often had the shell pattern, I guess you call it, even in the white part of it, where it was joined together.
Well, in the course of a winter, would you be able to estimate the number of hours your family would spend quilting?
Well, a good many, I guess, because we didn't have television then to watch, and we didn't go out to PTA meetings and all sorts of things, and so we were home much more, and there were a good many more hours. I wouldn't know, I couldn't say how many, but it was about a every evening thing that we worked on.
Well, in the course of a winter, how many quilts would your family likely complete? Would it be more than one?
I would say maybe three. I don't know for sure, but I would think about three.
Well, that sounds like a lot of good family hours. Togetherness is what this would be, wouldn't it?
The fellowship was good.
Right. Well, in your own quilting years, have you ever found that you would quilt at some period in your life and then put it away for a while and come back to it later?
Well, I didn't do any quilting, as I recall, after I left high school, after I started to work, until after I was married. I don't believe I did any quilting in that time. And then after I was married, after our son was born, I didn't do much then either. There were always things to do. I didn't do a lot at really until the grandchildren came along, I guess.
Of recent time, what type of quilts have you made?
Well, I really began to quilt again, I guess, when my son was married. I made a quilt for them, and then I made one for the children. I have three grandchildren, and I made each of them a quilt.
What pattern did you choose for your grandchildren's quilts?
Well, they were simple, I think, more like a nine patch or something of that nature. But I'm working on a cathedral quilt now for my granddaughter, and hope that'll be finished someday.
And that is a different type of construction to the blocks that we've mentioned. How did you learn to make the cathedral quilt?
Well, my husband's first grade school teacher, who is retired now, and has become interested in quilting, and she taught me how. She lives in Lexington, Kentucky, and she's made two or three of them. I'm not sure I understand how she's ever found the time to do it, as long as it's taking me to do this, but she taught me how.
Now, how long ago did you start yours? How many
years
ago? Well,
it has to be 3 years.
And are you about finished?
I hope so. I think so.
You plan on finishing it within this year?
Within
probably.
The summer, before summer's over.
And then that is a special quilt, too?
That's for my granddaughter, Elizabeth Scott.
And how old will she be this year?
She'll be 5 years old.
So that's the oldest granddaughter?
No, that's the only granddaughter I have, yes. I have a grandson that's older.
So the little girl gets the quilt.
Right.
Well, I think that's lovely. Now, will you sign the quilt for your little granddaughter?
Oh, yes.
And how will you sign it?
Well, I'd like to sign it Grandma Scott, but I guess I'll put my own name on it, so it would be more meaningful to somebody else than to her.
But if you signed it both ways and dated it,
yes,
you would have your piece of history.
And I think Grandma will be in there somehow.
The type of fabric in your cathedral quilt, are you trying for a great variety of little cathedral windows in color?
Yes. I don't sew very much for myself, and so I don't have a lot of material, but fortunately I have good friends that has brought a good many different pieces and different types and colors of material to use, so that I have quite a variety.
Well, in making quilt designs, have you ever tried to create a design totally your design?
No, not yet. I hope to someday, but I haven't done that yet.
Well, in the inspiration for these things, have you attended any meetings recently or gotten good ideas from quilt shows and things like that spurs you on?
Yes, I think it's these meetings that has caused me to become interested in quilting. We went to one at the Northern Kentucky University, and then over in New Lebanon, Ohio, and over in Blue Ash.
Now we can add the sponsorship of the Blue Ash is the Ohio Valley Quilters Guild, which is a Ohio quilting group, and they sponsored the program at Northern Kentucky that featured a program by Paul McDade, who is a certified quilt judge for the National Quilt Association, and that was a local program that you and I both were fortunate enough to get to attend.
That's right, and enjoyed it so much. And then the one down at the horse park in Lexington, that was from the regional winners in the area, is that right?
Yes.
And then just recently, the one down in Louisville. And what is the title of that?
That is the Kentucky Quilt Project 1800-1900, showing quilts that have been well preserved in that 100-year period of Kentucky quilts.
Right.
And that show opened the 5th of February in the History and Science Museum in Louisville. And the show will be open through the month of February and through March 1983. And that was a lovely, lovely show.
It certainly was. And each of those things whets your appetite more and more to be more creative and to do quilts, your own design.
Well, do you find that quilt magazines or quilt books enter into the picture of inspiration?
Oh, yes. That's where you get your ideas, I think. And we're fortunate that more people are interested in it now, and there's more at our disposal to study.
Well, would you think that a person just here going to these programs and just seeing the things that we have seen recently would feel inspired to want to make a quilt?
I would think so, even someone that has never quilted. I can't see how they could go and see these lovely quilts without being tempted to try anyway.
Because many of them are not all that difficult. It's just the getting to it and making it and selecting your own patterns and colors, and it becomes your creative experience, whatever it is you turn toward. Then, in your opinion, what makes a good quilt? How would you look at a quilt and feel that that was a pleasing quilt?
Well, the workmanship plays a large part in it, of course, but I think if some of your own self-expression is in it, I think that makes for an interesting quilt. If you don't just follow patterns that you've known for many years, pretty as they may be, but if you branch out and use some of your own imagination, then I think that, and of course you strive for good workmanship, for small stitches and even,
and you're picking out your own colors,
right,
and making your own choices.
That's true.
What do you find most satisfying, piecing the quilts or just quilting the quilt?
Well, I guess it's because the quilting seems to go more slowly, but I like the piecing better than I do the quilting, maybe because I'm not as proficient at quilting as I'd like to be.
How do you quilt now? Do you quilt the way your mother quilted? I mean, like the frame or the...
No, I use the hoops because I can carry that around anywhere, and that works better for me.
So not many of us can swing them from the ceilings anymore, can we? did you ever participate in a quilting bee yourself?
Well, we didn't really call it a quilting bee, but I'm sure that's what it amounted to, because as I said, we would do it at other people's houses, and they would come, and the women would quilt sometime when men were doing other types of work. It was sort of a community project.
Well, did you ever participate in making a group quilt that was made, different people made blocks?
Our church did that many years ago. I guess it was called a friendship quilt, and I think you could make any type block just so you had your name in it, as I remember. There was no specific design that you had to follow.
And then someone put the blocks together.
Right, and quilted it.
Have you ever heard of the term Kentucky quilts? We have heard recently much discussion as if there might be some such quilt that is totally a Kentucky creation, and yet there's great variety of opinion on the subject. Do you ever remember hearing the term Kentucky quilt? Or?
Well, I've heard it, and I always associated the log cabin quilt but now I suppose that could be made any place. It's not just peculiar to Kentucky. I'm sure other people have made the log cabin quilt.
But on the frontier, the names of quilt patterns became typical of the situation people were in at the time.
That's so,
so
true.
That mm-hmm. fit the pattern for many frontier families.
That's
at
right.
one time. And the names of the patterns vary as people's environment changes around them.
That's true.
Have you ever taught anyone else to quilt?
No, I haven't. I hope to have the joy of doing that for my granddaughter someday, but her mother's a better quilter than I am, so I'm not sure that I'll have that privilege.
The entering a quilt in a show or in a fair, have you ever had that happen to one of your quilts?
No, I haven't.
Do you find that you might, with your cathedral coming up to be finished this year?
Well, that's a dream of mine someday, maybe.
Did you ever sell a quilt?
No.
Once you make them, you're just not willing to part with them.
That's right.
If you have an old quilt that is beginning to wear out, have you ever tried to rescue one or to save it or use it again in some way?
Well, yes, sometimes we have put a new border around. The border seems to be the thing that wears out first. And then there have been times we would put a new top and a new bottom or lining to one, or again, we've taken the best portion out and used it for on a baby's bed.
The patterns could be still very lovely
in a smaller
unit. In your opinion, has there been any change in people's attitudes about quilting?
Oh my, yes. I think in the last few years, there's been such a interest shown, especially in the young people, and I'm real glad to see this. They're doing it because they enjoy doing it and not of necessity as we did many years ago, and it's has such a could be such a work of art and self-expression. I think I'm glad to see them interested.
What would be your interpretation of the value of quilting? What is it that people get out of this that seems to be so much pleasure?
Well, for myself, it's relaxing. It's you have a sense of accomplishment when you make it and see your own handiwork, I think. Like, must be like a person that can paint. There's satisfaction in seeing what you have done and if you have done it well, and each time you try to improve your work. So I think it's very therapeutic, and it's when you get down to making these quilts.
And we all agree that there is a lot of work involved, so there has to be some great motive behind
right.
the hard work that we do with such pleasure.
That's so true.
Would you say you have ever done appliqueing on a quilt, or have you ever had an appliqued quilt?
Well, the Dutch girl that we made is appliqued, and it has the cross stitch around it. That's the only one I have ever done.
The type construction then can vary from one basic block to many fancy original designs, but still there's a great love of doing it in whatever method you choose to express yourself.
That's right.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts on quilting with us tonight. And we appreciate your letting me come to your home and talk to you about quilting.
Well, you're welcome, I'm sure.
Thank you.